Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah salatu wa salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome again to our program Bounties and Gratitude. In this program, we talk about the bounties and favors of Allah Almighty that He has granted to humankind. In each episode, we focus on one specific bounty. In the previous episode, we discussed the great bounty of good manners and their importance, their high status, and how good manners play a key role in shaping an individual's personality and reforming society. We also talked about how bad manners, in contrast, are a form of ingratitude for this bounty. Viewers, today as well, we'll discuss a truly magnificent bounty, and that is knowledge. We will explore what Islam teaches us about knowledge, what true knowledge really is, and the greatness and value of this bounty. We'll also learn how much knowledge is necessary to acquire. How can we truly appreciate the bounty of knowledge? In what ways can we express gratitude to Allah Almighty for this precious bounty? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Whoever recites durood upon me out of longing and devotion 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, it is incumbent upon the generosity of Allah Almighty that He forgives that person's sins committed during that day and night." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, today we will talk about how knowledge is a magnificent bounty that instills the essence of humanity and shapes a person's character. Let's begin by understanding what Islam's perspective on this priceless bounty is. Knowledge is such a noble treasure, such a radiant bounty, that no one can deny its significance or greatness. In pursuit of fulfilling his needs, man has made astonishing progress in subjects like geography, physics, chemistry, philosophy, mathematics, astronomy, and many other sciences, redefining himself as a modern human being. But behind all this advancement, there is one fundamental driving force, and that is knowledge. Had it not been for knowledge, humans would never have reached such heights of development. The importance of knowledge in general cannot be denied, as it is one of life's essential needs. It is through learning and acquiring skills that a person is able to survive and thrive in this world. Even a food seller, through his knowledge and experience, can outperform those who lack understanding of the trade. However, there is a huge form of knowledge, one that molds a person into a reflection of humanity, that nurtures within him qualities like good character, etiquette, love, compassion, tolerance, and wisdom, that helps him succeed in his ultimate purpose, that lifts him from ignorance to the path of spirituality, and that brings him closer to Allah Almighty. This true knowledge is none other than the knowledge of Islam. It is this knowledge that Allah Almighty sent to His bondsmen through His prophets and messengers. All prophets, while fulfilling the duties of prophethood, conveyed this divine knowledge to humanity. That is why the very first revelation Allah Almighty sent upon His final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the cave of Hira, was about knowledge and education. As the Holy Quran declared, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq." Translation from Kanz al-Irfan, "Read in the name of your Lord who created." Viewers, how magnificent and true is the religion of Islam that the revelation of its divine book, the Holy Quran, begins with the word "Iqra," meaning read. This highlights the greatness and importance of education, learning, and knowledge in Islam. The creator of the universe himself instructed his bondsmen to seek knowledge because through knowledge, a person can attain a status and honor that the ignorant can never reach. Allah Almighty clearly mentions the distinction between those who possess knowledge and those who do not. He proclaims, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Translation from Kanzu Irfan, say, are those who know and those who do not know equal? Viewers, you've seen Islam presents a clear and profound concept of knowledge and ignorance. In fact, the importance of knowledge is beautifully highlighted in the hadith, which states, Al-ilmu hayatul islami wa imadul iman. Meaning, knowledge is the life of Islam and the pillar of religion. My dear Islamic brothers, these virtues and this greatness belong only to that knowledge which brings a person closer to Allah Almighty. And that is the knowledge of Islam and religion. This is the very knowledge that purifies the soul and, when acted upon, earns the pleasure of our Lord. Let's now listen to a lengthy hadith that beautifully describes the importance, greatness, and benefits of true knowledge. That is Islamic knowledge. Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, seek knowledge because acquiring it is the fear of Allah Almighty. Seeking it is an act of worship. Teaching it is a form of glorifying Allah Almighty. Discussing it is a fight in His path. Teaching it to the unlearned is charity. And passing it to those who are worthy is a means of drawing closer to Allah Almighty. Knowledge is a companion in solitude, a friend in seclusion, a guide through joy and sorrow, an adornment in the company of friends, a bond of kinship among strangers, a beacon on the path to paradise. Through knowledge, Allah Almighty elevates nations and appoints them as leaders in goodness, that others follow them, seek guidance from them in every good and righteous manner, walk in their footsteps, and follow their actions. Their opinion is final. Even angels long for their companionship and touch them with their wings. All the creation, even the fish in the sea, insects, beasts, and animals on land, the heavens and stars above, seek forgiveness for them. This is because knowledge is life to blind hearts, light to darkened eyes, and strength to weakened bodies. Through knowledge, a person reaches the ranks of the righteous and the highest levels. Reflecting upon knowledge is like fasting, and teaching it is like standing in prayer during the night. It is only through knowledge that Allah Almighty is truly worshipped and obeyed. Through knowledge, one discovers the oneness of Allah Almighty and piety. Due to knowledge, family ties are maintained. Knowledge is the leader, and actions follow behind it. Knowledge is placed in the hearts of pious people, while the ill-fated are kept deprived of it. Viewers, this hadith not only highlights the excellence of knowledge and the virtues of those who possess it, but also subtly points to how knowledge shapes and builds a person's character and elevates him above others. It gives a person the opportunity to truly understand himself. And the one who recognizes himself draws closer to his creator. Sayyiduna Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Man arafa nafsah faqad arafa rabbah. That whoever recognized himself has recognized his Lord. In addition to this, there are countless virtues mentioned in the Holy Quran in the hadith for those who seek Islamic knowledge. The concept of knowledge in Islam is so comprehensive that the ranks of those who acquire Islamic knowledge are highlighted separately. Further, the greatness of righteous scholars is distinctly emphasized. Regarding the excellence of a student of knowledge, a hadith states, whoever learns one, two, three, four, or five words related to the obligations prescribed by Allah Almighty, memorizes them well, and then teaches them to others, will enter paradise. Whoever sets out from his home in search of Islamic knowledge remains in the path of Allah Almighty until he returns. Similarly, highlighting the greatness of honorable scholars, the Holy Quran states, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe among you and those who are granted knowledge. Sayyiduna Hasan Basri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, after reciting this verse, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, O people, understand this verse and be inclined towards seeking knowledge. For Allah Almighty says that He will grant higher ranks to a knowledgeable believer over a believer who is not knowledgeable. On Judgment Day, Allah Almighty will raise His bondsmen. Then He will separate the scholars from them and say to them, the old group of scholars, I surely know you. Therefore, I granted you knowledge for my court. I did not give you knowledge to punish you, meaning when I blessed you with knowledge and you acted upon it, so I will not punish you. Go, I have forgiven you. Viewers, you have just heard how beautifully and clearly Islam presents the concept of knowledge. It not only teaches high moral values, but also elevates a person to the ranks of closeness to Allah Almighty. In Islam, scholars are given a distinct and honorable position in society so that the distinction between ignorance and knowledge remains until the Day of Judgment. And people continue to value knowledge and honor the knowledgeable. Regarding this, Alama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala states that knowledge is not something whose excellence and virtues need to be described. Everyone in the world already knows that it is an immensely valuable treasure. Gaining knowledge is a sign of elevation. It is through knowledge that a person's life becomes successful and pleasant, and both this world and the hereafter are improved. Here, the knowledge refers to the one which is acquired through the Holy Quran in the Hadith. This is the knowledge that brings benefit both in this world and the hereafter. It is the very knowledge that leads to salvation. It is this knowledge that has been praised in the Holy Quran and Hadith, and towards which our attention has been directed for learning and teaching. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. When Islam has clearly emphasized the excellence and importance of knowledge, then undoubtedly we should acquire Islamic knowledge. The Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم himself has beautifully stated, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. That seeking knowledge is mandatory upon every Muslim. This hadith refers specifically to the obligation of acquiring essential Islamic knowledge. Therefore, every sane, adult Muslim, male or female, is individually required to learn the religious rulings that apply to their personal circumstances. The first and foremost obligation is to learn correct Islamic beliefs. After that, one must learn the fara'id, conditions, and mufsidat of salah, meaning how prayer is correctly performed and what invalidates it. When the month of Ramadan arrives, it becomes necessary for those upon whom fasting is obligatory to learn the rulings of fasting. Similarly, if zakat is due, one must learn its essential rulings. And if hajj becomes obligatory, the rulings of hajj must be understood. If someone intends to marry, he or she learn the rulings related to marriage. Traders should learn the rulings of business transactions. Buyers must know the rules of purchasing, and both employers and employees are supposed to know the rulings related to contracts and employment. In addition to these, every Muslim must learn the essential rulings regarding what is halal and what is haram. It is also necessary to acquire knowledge of internal obligations, such as humility, sincerity, and trust in Allah Almighty, and the methods to attain these traits. Likewise, learning about inner sins like arrogance, showing off, jealousy, suspicion, hatred, harboring grudges, and rejoicing over others' misfortunes and their cures is also obligatory. Furthermore, one must understand the rulings concerning destructive sins, such as breaking promises, lying, backbiting, slandering, false accusations, gazing at forbidden things, deceiving others, and harming fellow Muslims. In summary, every Muslim must gain knowledge of the essential rulings regarding both major and minor sins, so that they can safeguard themselves and live a life of obedience to Allah Almighty. Dear Islamic brothers, this is the essential Islamic knowledge that every Muslim is obligated to acquire. If one does not, he will be sinful. Beyond this, if you wish to study Islamic knowledge more in depth, consider enrolling in Da'wat Islami's Jami'atul Madinah. Inshallah, you will have the opportunity to study the Holy Quran, Hadith, and jurisprudential rulings in detail. By the grace of Allah Almighty, this knowledge will bring refinement and excellence to your character. Viewers, knowledge is a tremendous bounty for us. Whoever is granted this bounty should truly value it, because as long as a bounty is appreciated, it does not fade away. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam beautifully emphasized the importance of valuing knowledge. He said, "The harm of knowledge is to forget it, and to speak of knowledge in front of someone unworthy is to waste it." The blessed hadith mentions two important points regarding knowledge. Firstly, what is the harm of knowledge? And secondly, how is knowledge wasted? Viewers, forgetting knowledge is a great misfortune, because without knowledge, how can one act accordingly? When knowledge is forgotten, a person's life becomes disorganized. Therefore, it is essential to avoid forgetfulness as much as possible, or eliminate its causes. Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes, "A person should avoid the causes of forgetfulness, such as neglecting to review or memorize knowledge and engaging in activities that entangle the heart in the distractions of this world and cause the mind to be wasted." There can be many reasons for the affliction of forgetting related to knowledge. These include constant worry and anxiety over worldly matters, engaging in unnecessary things, attachment to the world, consumption of substances that produce phlegm, and one of the major causes is frequent sinning, which weakens the memory. Sayyiduna Bishr bin Harith rahmatullahi ta'ala says that if you wish to acquire the wealth of knowledge, give up sin. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Shakutu ila waqi'in su'a hifzi, فأوصاني إلى ترك المعاصي فإن العلم فضل من إله وفضل الله لا يعطى لعاصي." Meaning, "I complained to my teacher Waqi' rahmatullahi ta'ala about the weakness of my memory. He advised me to give up sin because knowledge is a blessing from Allah Almighty, and Allah's blessings are not granted to sinners. Therefore, along with avoiding sins, one should also engage in actions that strengthen the memory and help preserve knowledge. I mean, one should be diligent and consistent. There is a famous saying, "Ma takarrara taqarrara." Repetition of something helps it settle in the heart. Eating less, performing tahajjud prayers, and reciting the Holy Quran are among the top ways to strengthen memory. It is said that nothing strengthens the memory more than reciting the Holy Quran while looking at it. Indeed, reciting the Holy Quran while looking at it is preferred. Similarly, using the miswak, consuming honey, and eating 21 raisins on an empty stomach also strengthen the memory and provide healing from various ailments. Moreover, consuming foods that reduce phlegm and other bodily fluids also helps improve memory. The second point that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam made regarding knowledge, speaking to an ineligible person about knowledge is to waste it. Knowledge is like a glowing light. The more you share it, the brighter it becomes. Unlike wealth, it does not decrease. When one candle lights another, the first candle's light does not diminish. However, speaking to an ineligible person about knowledge is to disrespect it and waste it, as he will not understand it and may even deny it. Just as only a jeweler can recognize the value of jewels and not a scrap dealer, similarly, knowledge is appreciated and valued by those who are knowledgeable or wise, not by the unworthy. So, who are these ineligible individuals? Regarding this, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, these are the people who cannot understand the matters of knowledge or do not act upon them. Therefore, discussing knowledge in front of such individuals would be equivalent to making knowledge redundant and useless. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates from Kathir Hadrami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, do not convey words of wisdom to the unwise, for they will deny you, and do not prevent falsehood to the wise, for they will be displeased with you. Do not withhold your knowledge from those who are deserving of it, or you will be sinful. And do not share with those who are not deserving, for they will consider you unwise. Indeed, your knowledge has a right over you, just as your wealth does. Viewers, when a person is deserving and understands the value of knowledge, it does not matter whether he is a king or a beggar. He will consistently value knowledge. It is mentioned in Malfuzat Ala Hazrat, whenever a scholar visited the court of Harun al-Rashid, the king would stand up in respect. One day his courtier said, "The O leader of the believers, it diminishes the awe of your kingship." He replied that if honoring the scholars of Islam reduces the awe of my kingship, then such awe is not worth having. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to truly value knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Viewers, if Allah Almighty has blessed us with the bounty of knowledge, or if we are in the process of acquiring it, we must be deeply grateful to Him. He has granted us one of His most honorable and precious bounties, knowledge. No matter how much we thank Him for this bounty, it will never be enough. A person is surrounded by countless favors from the Lord, and no one has the ability to fully repay even a single one of them. Still, as humble bondsmen of our Creator and Owner, we must continue to express gratitude, whether it is through glorifying and praising Him or through fulfilling acts of worship as a means of thanks. But viewers, the true way to show gratitude for the bounty of knowledge is to act upon it. Yes, acting upon the Islamic knowledge with the intention of pleasing Allah Almighty is in reality a form of thankfulness for the divine bounty. Allah Almighty has granted us the bounty of knowledge so that we may act upon it and draw closer to Him. And that is what is known as beneficial knowledge. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala beautifully said, knowledge is not what is merely memorized. Rather, true knowledge is that which benefits. It's obvious that only the knowledge that is acted upon can be truly beneficial. If a person does not act upon his knowledge and instead becomes proud and arrogant because of it, looks down upon others, tries to impress those with less understanding, or uses Islamic knowledge merely as a means to gain worldly benefits, then all of these behaviors fall under being ungrateful for the bounty of knowledge. True gratitude for the bounty of knowledge is shown by practicing it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself would seek refuge in Allah Almighty from such knowledge that is not acted upon. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would say, "O Allah, I seek your protection from four things: from knowledge that is of no benefit, from a heart that does not fear you, from a soul that is never satisfied, and from a prayer that is not answered." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that some people of paradise will go to the people of hell and ask them, "What caused you to enter hell?" "By Allah Almighty, it was through your teachings that we entered paradise." They will respond, we would not act upon what we used to say. Even on the Day of Judgment, a special question will be asked regarding the bounty of knowledge. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that on the Day of Judgment, a person will not be able to take a step until he is questioned about five things. And the fifth question the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned was, to what extent did you act upon your knowledge? Viewers, you have heard how big the loss is in the hereafter for not acting upon knowledge. Therefore, safety lies in acting upon one's knowledge, so that the requirement of the bounty of knowledge is fulfilled and one is also protected from ingratitude. May Allah Almighty grant us the bounty of beneficial knowledge and protect us from being ungrateful for this bounty. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.